time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Yeah, Mick Cowley joining me now for Ground Racing New South Wales. How are you, Mick?
I'm well, thank you. Cosy, yourself, mate?
Fantastic. Robert Camilleri joining you.
He is indeed. Good morning, Rob. Thanks for joining us.
G'day, Mick. G'day, Sean. How are you going, my guys?
We're good,
very
mate.
Well, mate. Very well. Deb, your partner, Deb Coleman's bringing the dogs up to Dapto tonight. Is that the way it is? And you're staying home and looking after the rest?
Yeah, she's got the easy job. She's got the little drive up there.
You guys do rack up some kilometres throughout a racing season, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, we haven't got what you call top grade dogs, but we do a bit more travelling than most. We go wherever we think the dog's got a chance of winning.
Mate, is that the case, particularly, I guess, with Slingshot Hammer? Yeah, he's a really good middle distance dog, but he's a good sprinter as well. And I guess the option could have been there to stay and contest the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, he's getting on a little bit now, and he'll run you 29.3, 29.4 down every day of the week. But they're just going so much quicker now, sort of thing. And for his just head sake, he can run on when he gets his own way in front, sort of thing. So we're sort of trying to look after him a little bit and sort of keep him going the way he's going. He's very consistent.
Mate, you've drawn a fairly hot heater. They're all fairly hot. The four heats of the middle distance series. You've drawn a fairly hot one with Embi in particular in the race.
Oh, he's been trolling super, hasn't he? Embi's been going great. But look at all the heats. They're all very even. There's no real standouts any of them. It's going to make for good racing tonight.
Well, I guess it's something that New South Wales has been missing a bit, that middle distance. Yeah, obviously, you guys down in Victoria cater for it a bit more than we do. We're kind of more sprints and staying events. This initiative to put this middle distance series on and put a bit of prize money behind it must be a good thing. It's attracting people such as yourself from Victoria.
Yeah, you can see, they're good trainers there, good dogs. It's just showing what people are sort of looking for up there. Look, you've got great racing up there. Everything's progressing great. It's just you're lacking, I think, some of those 600-metre races people are crying out for. The in-between dogs, that they get sent to Victoria because there's a lot more racing for the 600s.
And as soon as this was announced, was it penciled into the calendar for you guys with these two dogs?
Well, Hammer, we've been thinking of setting Hammer up for a while, and we gave him a tryout last Saturday. He went well, and awesome catch. Well, his run homes have been very nice. He's been showing us real good run homes, and we've been waiting to step him up. And when this come up, well, we thought, well, we'll give him the opportunity.
He's been going well as well, as you said. Good run in the Gawler Cup final, a couple of runs back.
Yeah, look, he just showed you from he improved. We gave him. Instead of trialling there, we threw him in a race and he won nice. In the heat, running home strong in the heat, he got a bit of trouble. Like he come home better, improved his time. In the final, like with a clear run, he found, I think he found 6 or 7 lengths from his first run there, sort of thing. So he just gets stronger and stronger. He can run home very strong, this dog.
And he's only had, by the look of it, I think only the one run over 5.95 at Sandown, and that's as far as he's gone so far. No doubts with him running out a strong 600 there?
No, none whatsoever. Look, he's just like, both dogs are going in there blind. It's their first look at the track. If he gets a clear run, you'll look, and I know there's some nice dogs. They're very nice dogs, but his best part of his racing is his last couple of hundred sort of thing. So it'll make it very interesting if he gets a clear crack at him.
Now, how's the rest of the team going? I know you trialled quite a few of them yesterday at Geelong.
Oh, Hellman's were good enough to give us another litter, and there's another 10 there. They're all just babies, and all went nice. Like they all chased hard, they began good and felt their way around. So hopefully there's something there for the future.
Mate, you guys, obviously Slingshot Hammer was one of them, and I know Immediate was another. You guys had a bit of success during the Million Dollar Chase Carnival. That must have been enjoyable, albeit a bit tiring with all the travelling that Deb was doing.
Look, we love to compete. Look, we like winning a Tier 3 race, but, it's when we've got dogs a little bit better than average that we can compete with a better dog. It's a big thrill competing with these better dogs and better trainers and better races, sort of thing. Well, don't get me wrong, the money's great, but it's just the adrenaline rush you get racing in these better races is terrific. And Deb gets the same thing when she travels and they go nice. Like, you know, she can drive all night because she's still on a high sort of thing.
I think she did after the semis or after the last round of heats. I think she drove straight back afterwards.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, I can't. I'm a morning person. She's a night person sort of thing. I don't know how she does it, but she does. She does a fantastic job. She really does.
Mate, well, best of luck to both you and Deb tonight with the two runners at Dapto in the Middle Distance Championships, and hopefully you'll have something more to cheer next Thursday night in the final, mate.
Oh, well, we can only try, buddy. They can't win sitting at home, can they?
Absolutely true. Absolutely true, mate. As I said, good luck, and, mate, yeah, may talk to you next week in the lead-up to the final as well.
Well, I hope so. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Rob.
Thanks, Sean.
See you. Sean, there was Rob Camilleri with a couple of runners tonight. His partner Deb Coleman's on her way up at the moment. Awesome Catch and also Slingshot Hammer in heats 1 and 4 of the Middle Distance Championships at Dapto tonight. That first heat, Sean, is 8:34, and then it's four races, bang, 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 the legs of the quaddy, and the last one is at 9:40. So well worth watching and looking at those races on Sky One tonight.
All righty. Now, any news from the Supreme Court re Dapto?
Still waiting to hear. I know a lot of participants have been contacting us wondering what exactly is happening. We're still waiting for Justice Rob to deliver his orders. On Tuesday, he did reserve his decision on that. Didn't hear anything yesterday, and at the moment haven't heard anything today. But regardless of that, the meeting tonight, obviously, at Dapto will go ahead as planned, and we'll wait and see what Justice Rob does come up with, hopefully in the next day and a half.
All right, big night. Well, it's a big racing night tonight. Three states everywhere.
Hey, it's a fantastic night tonight. It's one of those ones where you'd love to camp in front of the TV, and perhaps I might. You've got those four heats of the Middle Distance Championships at Dapto, as we mentioned. But you've also got the shootout down in Melbourne. That the shootout's on just after 8 o'clock, just 8:04. So Whiskey Riot hooked on Scotch, Good Odds, Harada and Mapunga Maggie. And you've also got preludes of the Melbourne Cup. Of course, we know the Melbourne Cup heats are on next Thursday. And, yeah, it's last chance to learn for a lot of dogs trying to get into those heats, but also some just having a bit of a hit out before they do get to the heats next week. But then also, you know, away from that, you've also got up at Ipswich tonight, the final of the Ipswich Gold Cup, and that's a fantastic event as well. The favourite for that will be Fernando Blaster, who equaled the track record in the heats last week, has drawn perfectly in the three. Now, Fernando Blaster, trained by Terry Jordan just over this side of the border, he's had three runs back from a spell and won a heat in the final of the Lismore Cup and then won a heat of the Ipswich Cup last week. So certainly will be a very, very difficult one to beat in that final tonight, and that goes off at 8:43. So it's a big couple of hours sitting in front of Sky One watching all those races, Cozzy. I'm sure you'll be one of those, just like myself.
Exactly. Now, what a few good things. You got any best bets?
We'll head to Dapto first, and best on the card at Dapto is in race 9, Sugar Skulls, number 8. Is resuming from injury, but absolutely loves the racing at Dapto. Has good box manners and should be in the firing line right throughout. Very hard to beat. And then we'll go to Maitland for our other best bet. Maitland, race 8, number 2, Castle Archer. A very, very talented sprinter from the Jason McKay kennel. Was fairly away, went fast, charged home late. 22-29 win there last week. Better boxed here. Just looks a good thing.
Terrific. Good on you, Mick. Have a top night. It's going to be a beauty, as you say. Three states of just wall-to-wall great greyhound racing.
Mate, we'll have plenty to talk about tomorrow, Cozzy. That's the upside.
Good on you, Mick.